And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, the Diamondbacks baseball game going into extra innings, but we are nonetheless here for your Thursday Talk of the Town, and we're going to press on, and whenever they finally decide to knock in that winning run and bring home a victory, we will get everything going more completely. But in the meantime, coming up in just a few moments, you see them everywhere. Everywhere you go in central and northern Arizona, they're everywhere. The Goodwill store. I mean, every community has one, basically. And so how did these things get started? What is the story behind Goodwill? Well, we're going to talk to Courtney Nelson. She is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Goodwill, and she's going to join us live momentarily to tell us the story of Goodwill and how this company has helped so many people over the years. Hey, I know as far as donations go, it's pretty easy, right, to just go there, drop the stuff off. But what happens with the money that gets raised there at Goodwill? Well, a lot of really cool stuff. And Courtney Nelson will be joining us live here momentarily to tell us all about it. A little bit later on, we're going to go to a musical theme as Carvin Jones will be joining us here in just a few moments after our interview with Goodwill. Carvin Jones, the Carvin Jones Band, appearing live at the Elks Theater tomorrow here in Prescott. So Carvin Jones joins us here on Talk of the Town in just a few moments. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and Courtney Nelson from Goodwill joining us momentarily live on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us live here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Goodwill, Courtney Nelson. Courtney, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Recently, it seems like over the last 10 years, Goodwill has just had a major step forward here in central and northern Arizona. Can you kind of reflect a little bit on the recent expansion of the Goodwill locations here?
Yeah, absolutely. So Goodwill overall actually started in 1908 in Boston, Massachusetts. And nationwide, there are about 167 autonomous Goodwill organizations. So all run autonomously, have their own CEOs, have their own board of directors. All of us have the same mission, but how we go about serving that mission can be different. Now, here in Arizona, there actually were three Goodwill organizations, Goodwill of Northern Arizona, Goodwill of Central Arizona, and Goodwill of Southern Arizona. And in 2017, Goodwill of Central and Goodwill of Northern Arizona merged, which created a great opportunity for both of these organizations to come together and look at the mission and the services that we are providing and the retail operations and look at how we could better serve these great communities. And so in 2017, after we merged, we've found a wonderful way to serve both the central and northern Arizona markets now with not just our retail stores and providing wonderful shopping opportunities, but able to expand our mission services into much needed communities that maybe weren't able to get those services and able to get the employment services in years past.
See, I think too many people think of Goodwill as, you know, the place that they donate their stuff and then Goodwill resells it to the public. And there really isn't, I think, a whole lot of thought given to just what Goodwill does with the money and with their people besides operating these stores. And I think one of the things that really is unique about what Goodwill does is they really offer what amounts to no-cost career services. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. Most people know us for being able to donate your items to, which we appreciate the generosity of the communities that donate to us, or the thrift stores. But a lot of people don't realize that we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our mission is about empowering individuals, strengthening families, and building stronger communities. And the way that we do that is helping Arizonans discover dignity through the power of work. So we offer no-cost career services to anyone, anywhere that is in need of either employment or better employment. We have this vision that we've been talking about over the last few years, and that's to end poverty through the power of work. We know that there is a significant number of Arizonans who are living at or below the poverty line. In fact, we're fifth in the nation. And so we are looking at ways that we can help improve the livelihood and the lives of Arizonans right here by providing those employment opportunities. So that can be through coming. We have 17 no-cost career centers that anyone can come into and meet with a career advisor and get some assistance with their journey through employment, and whether that's they're finding themselves unemployed for the first time in 30 years, if they have been unemployed for a long time and don't know where to start, don't know where to look, or maybe they are employed, they're working 40 plus hours, but they're still not able to make ends meet, or they just know that there's a better opportunity out there for them that they want to explore. And we're able to provide those services, again, whether that's at a career center, or we are now launching an online service called MyCareerAdvisor.com that people can access, and they can take their own career navigation journey, or they can connect even with a career navigator right there online. So a lot of opportunities and ways that we're connecting with the community to help provide really that employment assistance, whether you're unemployed or just need that better employment opportunity.
So typically the people that work for Goodwill Industries in the stores, those are people that, is this like an entry level job for them, and they use develop their work habits through working for Goodwill, and then eventually they develop some other kind of career skills? I know that's probably one path, but then the way you describe it, it sounds like people are being trained to maybe adapt to a new skill set that, you know, maybe is a better match for what the employers demand these days.
Absolutely. And that's what's looking at kind of two ways that we live out our mission. And one of those is internally with our employees. We have nearly 4,000 Goodwill employees in Central and Northern Arizona. And so we want to empower those individuals. And if they are looking to work in retail with us, phenomenal. But a lot of these employees do come in with us working in our stores at a frontline level, but they have aspirations and they want to do more, and we want to help them with that journey. And if that's with Goodwill, that's phenomenal. If that's outside of Goodwill, but it's providing a better opportunity for them, we want to help them get there as well. And so we provide an enrichment program to our employees, and that can be anything from helping them meet basic needs, from meeting with a career navigator here inside Goodwill, a mentorship or a job shadowing, and even providing additional digital skills. And internally, that's helping them get to that next level. And again, if that's with Goodwill, great. But if that's outside of Goodwill, we're happy to support that journey as well. On the other side, with our career centers, with my careeradvisor.com, we're also helping external community members with their job search. And we partner with hundreds of local employers who have hiring needs that we're able to help our job seekers in the community to fill the needs of those employers. And as you know, that employment market, it's really changing significantly. And we're seeing these industries that are coming into our market that have more of those technical skills and the needs for their employees to have mid to advanced skills with whether it's computer or other digital efficient skills. So what we've looked at doing is transforming our mission to be able to help meet those needs. So we're looking at those industries. We know, in fact, in the next 5 years, about 10,000 jobs are going to be lost to automation. So how do we help prepare the workforce today for the jobs of the future? And that's how we're providing additional training services, and that's digital training, computer 101, so computer basic training, mid to advanced, even up to IT certification that we're able to provide to the job market to help individuals prepare for the employers that are coming into the market in the next few years.
So what do you do? What does Goodwill do to reach out to potential employers to let them know that, you know, that there is a source of potential, trained employees there and people looking to be trained, to be placed out in the workforce from Goodwill?
So we have a team of individuals that are our community and employer engagement team that are always meeting with and getting involved, and whether that's with the various chambers in different communities or talking to employers that have reached out to us knowing that they need some assistance with finding employees to work for them. And so we're really engaging that employer demographic to tell them what we're doing, how we've evolved our services, talking to them about what their needs are. So first understanding, what does your employee base look like today, and how can we help, one, fill your needs, but we also have a lot of employers who are talking to us about their employees, even though they may not have a need to hire someone, they need to help to fill that skills gap. And so how do we help walk alongside them and partner with them to provide the services to get those employees ready for the transformation that's happening even within those industries? And so this team goes out and meets with and talks to and presents all of these opportunities, and we have these employers come to us, and whether they have a hiring fest that they have a need to fill immediately, or they look at partnering with our training team to provide those trainings to their internal employees or to job seekers that are going through those services already. So that's that in-person and that dialogue that's always happening when they're coming into the market. And then through the chambers, we're able to learn different industries or different companies that might be moving into our market. And so our teams are reaching out to them right away. But if there are employers who, one, need to fill those positions, or two, need assistance with training up their current workforce, then they can reach out to Goodwill and we can connect them with that right employer partner to help them to fill their needs as well.
I'll tell you, go ahead. I'm sorry.
part of my careeradvisor.com is also getting the opportunity to employers to post their jobs that are open. So we're able to connect not just through our brick and mortar career centers, but now online, we're able to connect them with job seekers who we know are looking for work and qualified for those positions.
The job posting part, that was what I was interested in knowing more about. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Courtney Nelson. She's the Vice President of Marketing and Communication for Goodwill, doing great work here in Central and Northern Arizona, and more here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
There's really no reason why you have to leave Prescott to get a great deal on a new Chevy. I did tons of research before I bought my car. I shopped all the big Phoenix dealers, and then I went to lambchevrolet.com. The first thing I did was read all of their five-star reviews, which there were a lot of. Then I found the exact vehicle I was looking for. I submitted my request to the Lamb Chevrolet internet department and got a straightforward quote right out of the gate within just a few minutes. There were no hidden fees like I had found with some of the other quotes I received from the Phoenix dealers. When I went to pick up my new vehicle, everything was exactly as presented. And the best part, I was in and out of the dealership within 90 minutes. I was able to buy a car without driving for hours. I got better pricing right up front, and I saved a lot of money. I felt right at home. They really treated me like family. I guess I'm not alone when it comes to my experience. I just heard that the Tri-Cities voted Lamb Chevrolet the best of the best car dealership for an unprecedented 7th year in a row. Lamb Chevrolet definitely gets my vote every time.
Auggie'sPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggie's, go to Auggie'sPrescott.com, check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggie's exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. Auggie'sPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggie's Frontier Village and Auggie'sPrescott.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And if you know anyone out there that is looking for a job or is looking to improve their skills and maybe get a better job, maybe someone who has been out of the workplace for a number of years and is trying to figure out how to get back into it, then make sure they tune in for the rest of this interview, because we're really learning some interesting stuff going on with Goodwill and Goodwill here in Central and Northern Arizona. Courtney Nelson is the Vice President of Marketing and Communication for Goodwill. And that, you just blew me away. You said 4,000 employees just in Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona.
Yeah, we have a great team here at Central and Northern Arizona. We have over 90 retail locations. We have our career centers, over 17 career centers, and then our other operations. So 4,000 great team members here in Arizona that are working hard to provide some great services to our community.
Okay, so I'm listening to the radio program right now, and I'm thinking, all right, I I would like to maybe know a little bit more about computers, since that's, you know, I mean, I sound kind of old when I say, well, it's the wave of the future. Well, I mean, I've been talking about that for decades already, but let's say that somebody does want to improve their computer skills with an eye on maybe getting a job in that field. Tell me step by step what this person would go through if they were to try and seek that kind of information and training through Goodwill.
Sure. Well, they could visit us online if they have a mobile device, which most people do, or if they have access to a computer and are at least comfortable with navigating the internet. So they could find us online at goodwillaz.org, and there is a online career services or online training section that they could click on to enter their information, and then we have a career navigator that will follow up with them and get them set up with an info session. So that's the first step, is getting them part of an information session so they could look at what services are provided and also do a skills assessment on them. And so that would be looking at what are they familiar with? Do they know what that thing that moves the arrow around the screen, what is that called? Is that a mouse? Is that what is hardware versus software? So we want to do a skills assessment to see truly at what level someone might be coming into their training career, and then look at what trainings do we have available. And we do have everything, thanks to partners out there in the community who are funding these trainings, that is basic computer 101. So again, somebody might not know what a mouse is because they're not familiar with working with a desktop computer, and that's okay. We have trainings for them, all the way up to mid to advanced skills, and that can be coding, that could be looking for a career to work at an IT help desk. And really, technology is not just limited to those careers in IT any longer. Really, any career. If you want to be a truck driver, you need to learn how to work tablets to download what your load looks like and where you're going to be transporting that load. Hair salons, even taxi drivers. I mean, we look at all of these industries who have evolved and how they're providing services. So really, technology is not just limited to what someone might standardly call a tech career, but it's really anything anymore that needs a little assistance with those computer know-how. So getting that information session is the first and foremost. If someone's not comfortable, whether it's on their mobile device or logging onto the computer, they can call us at 602-535-4000, and we'll connect them with a career navigator and get them set up on their journey to get it logged into and processed through some of those trainings.
All right,
and that might be on...
I was going to say that was 602-535...
4,000.
4,000. Okay. I just want to make sure we have that available at the front desk in case anybody
Absolutely.
Wants to give you a call. Now, this isn't something where you are encouraging people to just walk in, right? You would prefer that their first point of contact at least be online.
They can know. We actually do have an opportunity. If they come into our career centers, any of our 17 career centers, there will be a career advisor on site that can help them start that process as well. So if they're more comfortable having that face-to-face right away, they're more than welcome to come in, meet with someone, and they'll get them set up with an informational session. Those are different sessions. We do have them in person, and we have them scheduled at least once a week, twice a week in different markets, that they can sit down and learn more about the programs provided, and then that's where they'll do that in-person assessment with a career navigator. So we do have a list of when those information sessions are on our website. So somebody can just go ahead and even come straight into an information session, or if they're more comfortable coming into a career center, we do have a career center in Prescott that they can come into, and they can talk with a career advisor on site to get set up with and scheduled to attend an informational session.
And now, what is, in Goodwill terminology, what is a hiring event? What takes place during that?
Hiring events are an opportunity for Goodwill to partner with employers that are hiring, and that's a big thing to keep in mind, is that any employer that is coming out to a hiring event has positions available today. We're not partnering with employers in those times that are looking to promote or market their services. So hiring events allow us to have employers that go to different locations throughout the valley, throughout northern Arizona, that have positions available, and we encourage job seekers, anybody in the community who's looking for a job or for that better opportunity, to come, and they get to meet with, in person, those employers who are hiring. They can do an interview on the spot. They can hand their resume face-to-face, which is critical, and even that handshake is a big piece of that because that these are actual recruiters for those companies that are hiring.
Well, I must say, I was really, when I first started looking at what Goodwill was about, and it just, you know, the thing just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you're having such a great impact in the communities that you serve. I just wonder, where do you go from here? What does the future look like for Goodwill, specifically Central and Northern Arizona, since that's where we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of growth and change of their market. We know that right now unemployment is dropped to a 50-year low. So there's currently more jobs available than there are people. So how do we look at the services that we're providing, the jobs and the industries that are coming into our market, and how do we make sure that we're continuing to prepare our community and our neighbors to be able to meet those needs and the jobs that are coming in the market? So we'll continue to transform our mission in order to meet those needs. And if that's additional digital training, if that's computer training, and even a lot of the additional soft skills training that some people need to be able to transition into higher paying wage jobs, we want to be able to help them get there. And we'll continue to optimize. We have over 90 locations, but we need to continue to optimize those retail locations to be able to provide great shopping experiences to the community that loves to thrift shop and treasure hunt. As well as the donation side, we need to make sure that we are continuing to maximize those generous donations that are coming in, and how do we get the best life out of them and make the least amount of impact on the community and on the environment by recycling those items and salvaging those items. So we'll continue to optimize our retail and donations and then continue to grow and diversify as we are looking at more people who need better paying jobs in our communities. We need to continue to diversify how we're providing services and how we're funding these programs, and it's partnering with other organizations and partnering with other community-based organizations in order to be able to meet the needs of the community that we're serving. So a lot of big opportunities for all of us moving into the future, but we're really excited for those opportunities and what they look like for Arizonans.
Sure, you bet. And Courtney, this is just between us now. someone who works in a Goodwill store, do they get first crack at the new stuff that comes in?
No, absolutely not. We have it's an only fair policy, and we make sure, and our employees are really great about making sure the items that come in, they're processed, they're put out on the floor for those thrift hunters to come in and be able to shop first. We do have employee appreciation days that we do want to recognize and show our appreciation to our great employees who are working in our stores, but those are only once a quarter, and we make sure that even then they can only shop the items that have been out on the floor for 24 hours. So we make sure that we hold them committed to that.
Well, I must say that we certainly appreciate all the good work that Goodwill does here in Central and Northern Arizona. And Courtney Nelson, Vice President, Marketing and Communication for Goodwill, we want to thank you for joining us and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for having us, and we really appreciate the support.
You bet. Courtney Nelson, Vice President, Marketing and Communication for Goodwill of Arizona. Actually, she's Corporate Goodwill, the big kahuna. You know, they're doing great stuff here. 4,000 employees in Central and Northern Arizona. That's just amazing. But if you have someone that you know that's looking to improve their job skills or maybe get back into the workplace, you can call 602-535-4000. Or you can go to goodwillaz.org and get the ball rolling on a whole new career through the folks at Goodwill. We're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, it's time to play the blues with Carvin Jones. In fact, we're going to give away a couple of tickets to the Carvin Jones concert tomorrow night at the Elks Theater. We'll tell you how we're going to do that, but you got to stick around. Right after the news, it's Carvin Jones with the Blues here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In a new place, it's difficult to know who to trust, how to get help at the house, and which nursery will simply do what they say they'll do.
At Waters Garden Center, we're here to help, in the landscape at least.
Our team of plant ambassadors know your neighborhood, the plants that add color, increase privacy, and add fragrance and beauty.
And we can show you exactly how to plant locally, or we have teams to do all the work for you.
We are Ken and Lisa Lane, and we guarantee our plants will live up to every promise here at Waters Garden Center.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. President Trump this morning insisted he wasn't the one who gave the order to cover up the name of the USS John McCain battleship while he visited with troops in Japan.
I don't know what happened. I wasn't involved. I would not have done that. I was very angry with John McCain because he killed health care. I was not a big fan of John McCain in any way, shape, or form.
The president told reporters outside the White House that whoever did seek to have the McCain name out of sight was well-meaning.
Somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him, okay? They were well-meaning. I didn't know anything about it. I would never have done that.
White House officials admit there was an initial discussion about covering up the ship's name, but ultimately Navy senior leaders decided against it. Here's Meghan McCain's response.
When you repeatedly are attacking my father and war heroes, it creates a culture in the military where people are clearly fearful to show my father's name in one way or another. And that, I think, is what has started this chain of events.
A 20% chance for afternoon rain today, otherwise mostly sunny, into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Highs Friday through Sunday around 77 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling tonight after bedtime to a mostly clear 49. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 10% chance for rain this afternoon, clearing to an overnight low near 55, mostly sunny highs tomorrow through Sunday around 89. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in just a moment.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey-Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back on Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, and it is my pleasure to welcome Carvin Jones. He will be appearing live tomorrow night at the Elks Theater, the Carvin Jones Band. And it's great to have you with us here on KQ&A, Carvin.
Hey, man, I am honored to, you know, be here talking with you, and I'm so excited about the show tomorrow night. It's been a long time coming, Prescott. I'm so excited there. Yes, indeed.
Now, you have a reputation. You are known as the King of Strings. So is that something that happened quickly? Did it take years? How did that come about? Because when you got somebody like Buddy Miles saying you're the King of Strings, I mean, that's some pretty high praise.
Well, yes. I mean, that was actually given to me also by the fans in England. I have a very big following in England. And those people, they love their guitar playing, and they call me the King of Strings and stuff like that, and all these kind of nicknames, and it's a big time honor.
I was just gonna say, I know that, you know, musicians don't take that kind of praise for granted, and so give us a little bit of a backgrounder on, you know, how you got started. When did you realize that you actually had an affinity for the guitar, and when did your career start to take off?
Well, yes. Let me see. When I first moved to Phoenix, it was like November of 89. And then I just started doing a bunch of jam sessions around town. And then everybody was saying, hey, my God, man, you know, you got to see this guy, Carvin Jones. This guy's really good. He just moved here, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I just kept jamming. And then, you know, I put together a band. And then I started playing in Phoenix, like literally like seven nights a week, and it happened like overnight. It happened like very, very quickly. I mean, you know, I went from playing jam sessions to next month later playing every night. And so then I just carried that on, and then I developed a huge following around the campus, on the college campuses around Tempe, and then it just snowballed into there, and then it just continued, and then it continued on into London, England, to where I met some great famous people, and they dug my music and my style in it, and then it just continued on into Italy, Germany. By the 2000 and 2001, I was touring on a constant basis, and it just continued to snowball, and I'm very, very thankful for all of that, you know, that happened to me.
Do you have any guitar heroes of your own, people that you were in awe of that helped inspire you to be a virtuoso blues guitarist?
Oh, man, absolutely. And, you know, I was blessed, and I was able to perform with these people, opening shows for these people like B.B. King, Albert Collins, Albert King. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, and it's just a great feeling. And, you know, obviously I'm major fans of all these guys, B.B. King, Albert Collins, I mean, Buddy Guy, I mean, Carlos Santana, I mean, really. And, you know, it's just a great feeling.
Do you get any different kind of rush from playing guitar as opposed to being a vocalist? Like, are there, I know there's probably, you know, some songs where you really have to like dig deep, and you're putting on a big time performance both on your instrument and in your voice. How can you manage to keep both of those things going full tilt all at the same time? That must really tucker you out.
You know what, man? Out of all my interviews in my life, nobody has ever asked me that. And that's a great question. And I have a very simple answer for that, is that, you know, I never drink or smoke a day in my life, and I'm in the gym 6 days a week. So for me, as to where most guys probably can't execute that, I can execute that with ease. The singing work, the cardio that goes into it, the guitar playing is definitely tied all into one. And, you know, for somebody that's not in good shape, they will definitely struggle in that area. And I have been able to be blessed to be in great shape and a great work ethic. And so that part actually comes very easy to me. Yes, that's a very interesting question, and yes, and that's just the way it goes with me. Yes,
I just wouldn't want to have. I wouldn't want to take any talent for granted, and it really is inspirational that you are that committed to not only doing your very best, but giving the fans, because, you know, let's face it, I talk to a lot of people about blues music, and the fact is that there is a pretty good sized fan base of people that are crazy about the blues. But then when you talk to other people whose favorite music might be rock or jazz or pop or country, if you talk about, well, what about the blues? Well, just about everybody, the blues is like maybe their second favorite or third favorite music. So, you know, the blues, I think, gets underappreciated for just how wide a fan base there is.
Well, I mean, again, that's another great comment you made there, because, I mean, for me, I've been blessed to that. I have literally fans all over the world. I mean, all continents that, you know, I've been blessed to be able to perform there, and they love my music and they keep coming back. And the venues are sold out. And I mean, really, it doesn't matter if it's in Brazil, if it's in Argentina, if it's in Canada, or maybe France, even Italy, Germany, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's just, and yes, blues has a great following that people need to know about. And, you know, that's why I try to make sure that I give the fans the best show I possibly can. And that's why they keep coming back. I mean, really, you know. And, like, you know, when I performed for the troops in Kuwait and all that kind of good stuff, Iraq and all that kind of good stuff, you know, some years ago, they absolutely loved it, and they still keep in touch with me on Facebook, and that was some of the happiest times of my life, was being able to go there and, you know, perform for those troops. And they loved it.
Well, we are talking with Carvin Jones. He is a virtuoso blues guitarist, and he will be performing live tomorrow night right here at the Prescott Elks Theater. And so let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. More with Carvin Jones after this.
Popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Traditions run deep and have been preserved since 1888 at the world's oldest rodeo in Prescott, Arizona. July 1st through July 7th during the 132nd World's Oldest Rodeo. Hi, this is J.C. Trujillo, General Manager of the Prescott Frontier Days and World's Champion Bareback Rider, inviting you to join us for the world's oldest rodeo in Prescott Frontier Days. Tickets and information are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or call 928-445-4320. Presented by Coors.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back on Talk of the Town here on your Thursday, May the 30th. It is just one day before the Carvin Jones Band hits the stage at the Elks Theater in Prescott tomorrow night, and you're in for a treat. Now, this guy has toured all over the world. You also did a pretty interesting thing in last year where you did like a Hard Rock Cafe tour, and you were basically playing at all the Hard Rock Cafes pretty much all across the country. How did that come about?
Believe it or not, you know, I have a big following everywhere except for America. So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to try this, and, you know, but I need some venues that are well-known. And so, you know, me and my friend, we thought, I'd be like, okay, man, let's try the Hard Rock Cafe because, you know, they're well-known. They have beautiful venues, beautiful, you know, like places to play music. But, you know, they don't have any music in there anymore. So, you know, I contacted them all up, and they all saw my press release. They were like, oh, wow, well, let's do it. And we did it, and it was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it was successful. And so then now this year, I'm doing some more Hard Rocks along with more different venues all over America, and that's been going absolutely incredible.
Now, have you ever been to Prescott before?
Yes, I have. Maybe like 2 or 3 years ago.
And Phoenix is home for you. That's your base, right?
Yeah. Born in Texas, but you know, been living in the beautiful valley for like 30 years now. So,
you know, Phoenix has a pretty healthy respect for the blues. You've got the Phoenix Blues Society, the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, the Rhythm Room. I would imagine that for a guy that's been all over the world like you to be able to call Phoenix home and then have such a well-organized and supportive blues community behind you, that's got to be pretty cool.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, I love playing at the Rhythm Room when I'm home and stuff. You know, me and Bob, you know, we have a good thing going there and stuff. I play there, and it's great. And yes, you know, it's a healthy blues scene, you know, for the people that are very serious about the blues. Absolutely.
Who will we, obviously you're not going to do this alone, who will we be seeing you play with tomorrow night at the Elks Theater?
Oh, yes. I have two legendary musicians with me on bass guitar, the legendary Ron, you know, Trappiano. He's an absolute blues legend in this valley, one of the best, probably the best blues bass player in the state of Arizona, and has been for the past 35, 40 years. The guy's a legend. Then on drums, also another legendary, Patrick Riley on the drums. He plays blues all over the valley. He plays country, western bands, jazz bands. I mean, this guy's a total drum clinic. Yes.
Well, I must say that I know that there is a lot of interest in the blues up here. The Northern Arizona Blues Alliance, very well organized. They put on a lot of blues festivals. We have a blues jam, in fact, that we sponsor here at the Windsock Lounge a couple Sundays every month. Carvin, this may be the first time you're hearing about this, but we started the very first all blues radio station in Arizona. It went on the air in March.
Wow, man, I didn't know that.
I'm telling you.
I didn't know that.
It's called Badass Blues. It operates out of Lake Havasu City, but you're able to listen to it online anywhere in the state of Arizona, in fact, anywhere in the country. So we're looking forward to adding some songs from the Carvin Jones Band discography to our Badass Blues playlist.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
So now, tomorrow night at the Elks Theater, do you knock them over the head when you first start, or do you work your way up to something, or are you involved in any kind of stage, I don't know, I won't call it stunts or trickery, well, you know, behind the back, behind the head, playing with your teeth, any of that kind, do you resort to any of that kind of stuff, or are you pretty much just, you know, you're here to just play the blues and let the people take it in?
Well, you know what, man, I mean, when I get on the stage, anything is possible. I mean, it's totally unpredictable. Usually, I don't even have a set list. You know, I just get up there. You know, I play my songs. I play the songs that, you know, I wrote. And it's been successful all over the world. and Prescott will have a very, very good time at this concert. It'll be something like they haven't seen before, as far as like any kind of blues show. I guarantee you they will leave this theater very, very happy come, you know, tomorrow night. They will be there. So Prescott, get ready. Get those tickets now. It will be a show that you will never forget for the rest of your lives. You say, oh, my God, Carvin Jones came to the Elks Theater, and he brought the house down. Yes, indeed.
There's not a doubt in my mind, and I know that there's a lot of folks listening that are probably thinking, hey, it's Friday night tomorrow. You know, what's there to do in town? Well, you got the Carvin Jones Blues Band tomorrow night, a world-class blues guitarist right here in Prescott, Arizona, tomorrow night at the Elks Theater. And so, Carvin, people that want to know more about you and want to, you know, be able to follow you and stuff, I assume that you have a website that folks can go to for that.
Oh, yes. A website is very easy. CarvinJones.com, very easy. You know, cool website, all the videos, all of the information about the band, all the tours worldwide and everything else, you know, about the albums and stuff. And, you know, matter of fact, we will have albums, you know, for sale tomorrow night. We will have the Carvin Jones World Tour t-shirts that'll make everybody look even more beautiful than they already look once they put it on.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, last question I got to ask you. I don't think I've ever met another Carvin in my life. How did that name come about? And don't say it's because you're carving up the guitar. I understand.
Well,
that.
You know, actually, no. You know, my mom, she gave me the name. I don't know where it came from. And, you know, also there are a couple of more, believe it or not, you know, Carvin Joneses on Facebook that I've seen, you know, a couple of guys in the New York City and Washington, D.C., stuff like that, you know. But there's only one that plays the guitar, but I don't know where she came up with the name from. It's a very interesting, unique name, and, you know, I'm glad she gave it to me. So.
Yep, and we are too, and we're glad you're going to be with us tomorrow night at the Elks Theater, the Carvin Jones Band. And Carvin Jones, it's been our pleasure to have you with us here on KQNA. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Elks Theater. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, yes. Showtime is at 7 o'clock. Prescott, get ready. It will be something that you will totally enjoy. Bring the whole family out. Everybody can enjoy it. It'll be the show, the blues show, and Prescott, get ready.
Thanks, Carvin.
Thank you, sir.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The spring 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today and check out the annual Home and Garden section and an interview with Pam Jones and David Hess. Prescott Living is pleased to announce plans for an inaugural hardcover showcase special edition coming late summer. To find out more about the new edition and the annual photography contest, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Prescott Living Magazine.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Hey, and just enough time to give away two tickets to the Carvin Jones Band tomorrow night at the Elks. Be caller number 3 right now at 445-8289. 445-8289. Caller number 3 will get two lower-level seats to tomorrow night's Carvin Jones Blues Band concert at the Prescott Elks. Once again, it's 445-8289. Caller number 3 will get two free tickets to see Carvin Jones tomorrow night. Hey, I'm looking forward to it. It sounds to me like the King of Strings knows what he's doing, and so he'll be doing it live on stage at the Prescott Elks Theater starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. It was really a pleasure to talk with Carvin Jones. And also, I want to say a big thank you to Courtney Nelson, the Vice President of Marketing and Communication for Goodwill, for being our guest today as well. And congratulations, Cheryl Burns. You're the winner of two tickets to see Carvin Jones live at the Elks Theater tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So, hey, congratulations, Cheryl. And for the rest of you, tickets are still pretty cheap. Get down there and buy some and see this man play. He is a legend, the King of Strings, Carvin Jones, tomorrow night at the Elks Theater. We've got another legend for you, Mark Levin, coming your way next here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. I'll be back tomorrow at 4 with Let's Talk Sports live right here on KQNA. So make sure you tune in tomorrow and stay tuned for more great talk after the Arizona news here on KQNA. For everybody here, have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber.